12 is deferred until April 14th. That, I believe, brings us to item number 13, consensus planning agents for Mountain Classic Real Estate. And this is project PR 2020-004820, SI 2020-001468 site plan. And this is located at tract 4B1 Home Development Edition, zoned MXM, located at 25 Hotel Circle Northeast between Lomas Boulevard and I-40. And it looks like we have Mr. Strozier and Mr. Voss. Okay. Okay. And we have a note in the chat from Carl saying he will type comments again because of the microphone issue. So Mr. Strozier, Mr. Voss, are you both going to present?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Jim Strozier with Consensus Planning.
Let me go ahead and swear in you and anybody else on your team that's going to present, which is what I was getting at there. I'm sorry, I wasn't clear.
Okay, that's fine. I will be presenting. I think we should probably also swear in Mr. Voss, and if we need to hear from him, and then Mr. Arfman from Isaacson and Arfman as well.
Okay, Mr. Arfman, Mr. Strozier, Mr. Voss, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Yes.
Yes, all right, thank you, very, very good. All right, please let us know what has happened on this project since our last deferral.
Okay, I'll take a stab at that, and then if I forget something, either Mr. Arfman or Mr. Voss can chime in. A couple of things. One is we did get the formal approval letter for the TIS and have modified the infrastructure list to reflect those changes. That sort of leads to, there's an updated infrastructure list that addressed the transportation study requirements, as well as the comments from the Water Authority have been reflected on that list as well. Per City Transportation's comments, we have also reached out to the property owner to the north that we share a property line with. We did find out that the property owner that's listed on the county assessor records has since sold the property, and they have put us in touch with the new property owner, but we have not actually been able to talk to them yet. So that threw us a little bit of a curveball. We made contact with what we thought was the property owner, but once again, they've since sold the property. There's a Mr. Kelly Perryman that I am trying to get a meeting set up with in order to coordinate both the area that is south of their existing fence that's currently asphalt, as well as making sure that we're coordinating improvements to the changes to the driveway access along Hotel Circle. I have let them know about both of these issues and that we would like to set up a meeting to coordinate with them on both of those things. But once again, I have not actually heard back from them. I just found out that the property changed hands yesterday. So okay. we're working on getting those coordinations. We did update the site plan, and I think one of the main issues that was updated on the site plan was the accessible parking spaces and the accessible routes. We also provided some additional information and an exhibit regarding the waterline easement and the encroachment of buildings, I believe it's 3 and 6, into that easement, and proposed expanding the easement in those areas to make sure that the Water Authority still has a 20-foot easement for those water lines. We did submit the updated, the approved Fire One plan, and I believe that that is in process for review of an updated water and sewer availability statement. And I think that's all of the information that we submitted with the supplemental submittal this last week. If Michael or Mr. Voss or Mr. Arfman have any additional information, I'll turn it over to them at this time. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And I guess I'll defer to Water Authority on this, but on those expanded easements, and I'm sorry, this is Maggie Gold. On those expanded easements, those are shown on the site plan, but were those easements granted by plat or are they paper easements? And do we need any additional actions on this plan to secure those easements?
I'll have Mr. Arfman address that. I believe that they're proposed to be just paper easements.
Okay.
Additional, that if it was acceptable to the Water Authority, that those paper easements would be prepared.
Excellent, thank you. Do we have any members of the public that wish to speak on this matter? You can raise your hand or unmute yourself. I do not see anybody, so let's go to board comments, please. Water Authority.
Good afternoon, Mr. Strozier, Mr. Arfman, Mr. Voss. This is Blaine Carter with the Water Utility Authority. A couple updates on those comments from our last meeting. So the availability statement was on hold pending the Fire One plan submittal. We did see that in your submittal documents for this case. So that's now being looked at by our reviewer. In the future, if you could, when you have that Fire One plan prepared, send it direct to us. That way we have a copy of it and we can get it straight to the reviewer rather than going through DRB to get it. Regarding the easement issue, the building 6 and I guess building 3, it is on the water line. What I discussed with Chris yesterday is we want to have our water operations manager look at that proposal in terms of can he still fit the required equipment within the easement and access the line. Regarding the encroachment, there's a little bit of discomfort with the word encroachment just based upon what we're talking about here with this overhang. The proposal for that, Chris and our legal staff had worked together to do something that's more of a notice of encroachment rather than an encroachment agreement. And it sounds like that may be what we are recommending out of utility development be done in this case, would be a notice of encroachment issued to the property owner recorded, just so everyone's on the same page with what's going on. As well as the easement, I think we're okay with paper. I don't see a need to push this up to a plat for that. Again, I think the key thing with the termination of that is make sure water operations is okay with that. Related to that, in terms of making sure they're okay with it, the question we just got on a very similar case was, okay, pothole the line, make sure it's where we think it is. And so the request I'm going to make today on the record is that we have an exhibit. You have an exhibit that shows the encroachment. We want an exhibit that shows the distance from these features to the actual water pipe as determined by potholing, and as well distance from that pipe to the easement and from that pipe to the building. So that's what we need to resolve that item in terms of moving this forward. And again, I think once we're happy with that and with the easement dimensions, we could do that as a paper. Regarding the infrastructure list, we're happy with the updates. Everything looks good there. And then just for the record, previous comment for information only, if that old restaurant becomes a use that's of a different customer class, it does require a separate meter for that use. So that is the extent of our comments. I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have any.
So I'll jump in first just to make sure that it.
And Mr. Strozier, if you can just identify yourself for the record, please. I'm sorry.
Jim Strozier with Consensus Planning. Still getting used to this. The notice of encroachment, is there something that we need to do on our end relative to that? Or is that just something that the Water Authority is going to, I'm not sure exactly what that is. And I want to make sure that if there's something that our client needs to do that we all understand what needs to happen relative to that? Or is it just basically a letter that the water authority is going to provide, or some kind of notice that they provide that lets us all know that that encroachment exists?
This is Blaine with the Water Authority. Yes, Jim, I think at this point, there's nothing else required from your end to get that accomplished. It would be something the Water Authority would write up and issue. The key thing with that is it was typically recorded with the county clerk's office. So someone doing a title search would see this come up and then be aware of the situation. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Arfman, do you have any questions regarding the expanded easement and the potholing requirement?
Madam Chair, this is Fred Arfman. I think we understand the request. We can have a surveyor go out there with a potholing company and locate those. The proposed easements that we had shown on the exhibit that I saw flashing on the screen earlier does show the expanded easements, and that was something that Chris Cadena requested, along with some photographs that we have now assembled and will also attach to that. I think the exhibit I'm referring to is one or two more up to the top previously. There it is. Building encroachment, that's the title, but that shows the 4.5-foot encroachment on building 6, where we're gonna offer a longer and a little bit wider easement on the opposite side. And the same will be down here for the building number 3, which these are on this exhibit. They're not labeled yet, but they are now. But the water line that is shown on this exhibit were based upon field location spots. They were spotted by the and then put onto the survey. Blaine, I think you wanted more precise locations. I would suggest we maybe do 2 spots, one on both end of each building, and call it good. All right, that's it.
This is Blaine with the Water Authority. That sounds good to me, Fred. Two on either end of the building should be sufficient to locate the line. And the request for that is, I understand it's additional. It's just in terms of what we're talking about here, the size of the pipe, the criticalness of the infrastructure. We do want that more detailed information. Thank you.
Will do.
Thank you. Code enforcement has reviewed this case and has no objections. Parks?
Joel Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, no comments or objections.
Okay. Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. All comments have been addressed. No objection.
Fabulous. Transportation?
Yes, this is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. As you had mentioned before, a shared access agreement with the adjacent neighbor is required. Other than that, I just had some very, very minor comments. Thank you for updating the ramp details. I just noted, a discrepancy in what was shown on the plan versus what was in the parking calculations with regard to the handicapped spaces. There's also a B4 in the details, but it's not shown on the plan. And then just some minor notes, please label header curb and some of the ramp details for A1 and B4, wherever you have grade differences. And then at B4, the detail B4 at the bottom of the ramp that's parallel to the aisle, it should have a 2% maximum cross slope labeled in both directions. Same applies for B2. Again, some pretty minor comments other than the shared access.
Okay. Thank you, and this is Maggie Gould, and planning comments have been addressed. So it sounds to me like Water Authority and Transportation have some outstanding items that are not delegation items. Am I correct on that? Okay. So based on the access agreement and the additional transportation requirements and what's needed to satisfy the Water Authority, Mr. Strozier, Mr. Arfman, do you have input on when you would like to defer to?
Well, I guess just this is Jim Strozier with Consensus Planning, just to clarify that the Water Authority items are not We're not able to take delegation on those items. We've been trying to get some of these issues resolved, and we're like it seems like we're very close to getting that done. If there was any way to get to take delegation on those items and get us out of the DRB process on this project, that would be really appreciated. And especially since this is basically an as-built condition, and we're trying to address these minor comments and get that moved forward. That would be my only request. I don't know if I guess I would look to Mr. Carter to give us an idea as to when the availability statement might be complete. And if, and certainly we're in agreement to take care of those, the line spotting issue and getting that easement configuration resolved. But we would certainly appreciate anything we can do to keep this moving forward as quickly as possible. And if there's any way to take delegation on those items or let planning take delegation on behalf of the Water Authority, we would really appreciate that. Thank you.
Mr. Carter, Ms. Wolfenbarger.
This is Blaine Carter with the Water Authority. In terms of timing on the availability statement, I think this one will be relatively quick in terms of writing up, given that it's an existing site and we're basically talking about fire flows and you know what's out there. So I think that would be in the range of about 3 weeks in terms of us preparing it and getting a signature and having that back to you guys. The potholing issue, in my mind, I would think 3 weeks would be a reasonable time to have that answer back to us and have us have a resolution to that as far as the Water Authority is concerned. I am not super familiar with delegation in terms of that, so I don't really feel comfortable right now accepting that in terms of a deferral. So. First meeting. So I'll throw that out there. If anyone else has any thoughts in terms of a way to handle this, I appreciate some advice or guidance.
Okay. So I guess based on what Mr. Carter has said about what the Water Authority needs, we're looking at a deferral to April 21st. Do you believe that will give Water Authority enough time to get the statement together?
I supply with the Water Authority, I do.
Okay. And Mr. Strozier, Mr. Arfman, it sounds like you would prefer not to have that deferral, but is that deferral acceptable?
I know that our client has expressed concern that they're in negotiations with the seller, and we're hopeful that we could get this delegated out today, but doesn't sound like that is an option. So I once again, this is Jim Strozier with Consensus Planning. I think that the best we can do is the 3-week deferral.
Thank you. So is there a motion to defer item 13 to the meeting of April 21st?
This is Blaine Carter with Water Authority, so moved.
This is Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation. I second the motion.
Thank you. Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Carl Garcia approves.
Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Maggie Gold for Planning, I approve. We will see you all on the 21st and hopefully have everything in beautiful shape and get you out of here.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 14 is deferred until the meeting of April 14th. That brings us to item number 15, PR. Well, I guess here's a